Life Audio.
The Mama Take Heart podcast with Rabrina Rettle is brought to you by Life Audio and is a part of our Faith Toolkit series. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
You're listening to Mama Take Heart, Understanding Your Gen Z Girl, a show designed to help you be the compassionate, gospel-centered, and influential voice in your girl's life. I'm your host, Rabrina Rettle. Well, joining me today is one of my favorite Gen Zers. Joining me today is my daughter, Savannah.
Hello.
Thanks for joining us today, Savannah. We are going to have a conversation about, what are we talking about today? TikTok. We're going to talk about TikTok because it seems to be the phenomenon for Gen Z. And there's a lot happening on TikTok, mostly positive. And so we're going to talk about the positive side of social media. Savannah, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
All right. So I am 21 and I am a journalism and broadcasting major at the University of Nebraska, Lincoln. So we actually talk a lot about social media because it has a lot to do with the career path I want to take. Also in that college is advertising and public relations. So I've taken a lot of advertising courses as well, where social media is the main focus.
Okay. But your primary focus is journalism, right?
Yes. My primary focus is journalism and I'm just on TikTok because I like it.
Right. Then also, Savannah's primary focus of journalism is what?
Is I want to focus on entertainment and fashion and beauty, so mostly culture instead of the news side.
Yes. Although she does talk about news type things also. She's very up on current events and all that good stuff. Okay, so we're going to talk a little bit about TikTok because there's been some interesting things happening with TikTok. And I think it became very popular during the pandemic.
Yeah, so that's when I got on TikTok. And I feel like that's when a lot of people did, because before that, the vibe that I got from a lot of people was it was kind of like a corny thing to be on. It was like where people would just post dances. And it wasn't as popular and as widespread as it is now. There wasn't a vast variety of content on TikTok. But when the pandemic hit, everyone had to be in the house and we all quickly got bored. And that's when I downloaded TikTok. And I feel like that's when TikTok really grew. Actually, there's a song that went viral on TikTok towards the beginning of the pandemic about being bored in the house. So
once you start watching certain things, I remember you said you have they give suggestions like most social media does, but they have a For You.
A For You page. And so there's an algorithm and it'll start offering similar stuff to you. So if you are a person who likes comedy and you're liking a lot of those videos, you're going to get a lot of comedic skit videos. If you're a person who likes to discover new music on TikTok, you're going to get a lot of singers. And then if you like dances, you're going to get a lot of dances. But there's some stuff that just goes completely viral on TikTok. And I think one of my favorites that just became an absolute phenomenon is Ratatouille the Musical. So it started with when this girl just made a joke song about Ratatouille. And then there's this feature called Duet, where you can duet what someone made. So it's a side-by-side video. And he added music to it. And he pitched up her voice to sound like a little mouse. And then people thought that was so funny. They started like writing other songs for it. And then people were like, well, this is how I would dance to it if it was a musical. And people were like, well, this is what the set would look like. It got so big and everyone was coming together. It became a real musical adapted by Broadway. Now, it didn't go on Broadway because it was when the pandemic was still going on, but they did it virtually. And it all started on TikTok. And it's actually called Ratatouille, a TikTok musical. So all of these people got these opportunities they would have never gotten before because they were just showcasing their talent on TikTok.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Okay, there was another one, and that just recently, I believe, and it had something to do with the Bridgerton.
Yes, so Bridgerton the musical is actually the coolest to me because it was these two women. One, I know for sure, Abigail Barlow had been trying to break into the industry, and she was like, what if Bridgerton was a musical? And she did a little snippet of this song between the two main characters, the two love interests, and it just went viral. And everyone was duetting her, singing, like, because she was singing the female part, and so they would duet her and sing the male part.
And she wrote this, right?
And she wrote the song. Okay. And then she had a friend, and her name was Emily Bear, and she started writing music. And so then this, everyone was really liking this content. And so she was like, well, what if I did a song for each character? So she started doing the song, and then her friend started writing the music. And I guess they thought, you know, this could be a real thing. And so they actually put together an entire album. And Abigail Barlow sang all of the parts, and Emily Bear did all of the music. And they put it out, and it got nominated for a Grammy, and it won. And it beat out Andrew Lloyd Webber, who is like a legend in the musical theater world. He wrote Phantom of the Opera, mm-hmm. a lot of other stuff. And so it won a Grammy. Andrew Lloyd Webber actually asked them to come sing and write with him. And the way I know all of this is because it's all on TikTok. They just like, they filmed all of this, all of their journey, and put it on TikTok. And so these two women, you know, a year ago were just messing around making like a cute song for Bridgerton. And then a year later, they are Grammy award winning artists.
That's pretty phenomenal.
But that one's different than Ratatouille because that also opened up a door for them. But that was those two creating something, whereas Ratatouille was a collective of a bunch of people from around the world contributing to this, and then it making it being a musical. So that had a ton of people, whereas Bridgerton the musical was like these two women focusing on their craft.
It looks like for your generation, Gen Z, content, putting content out there is, yes, it's something that's fun to do. It's a way to hone your craft and actually get feedback right away on whether or not people like what you do. But then it also seems like it's a way to open doors into the industry that you want to go into.
I mean, I think it definitely is. And when you go viral, it doesn't even matter necessarily what industry you want to go in. You have a lot of the people on TikTok that started when it wasn't super big, like Charli D'Amelio, who is like 17, I think, and has millions of subscribers. And she was just a 15-year-old who decided to start dancing on TikTok. So it's really interesting because you can kind of go viral for anything. But I think like the positive side of it is seeing people come together like Ratatouille the musical, or like the people who made up, you know, the little friends thing, and then seeing people like accomplish what they've always wanted to do in life, like the women who did Bridgerton. I think that's the really cool and positive side of it.
Gen Z takes a different path. They want to forge their own way, and they want to use their creativity to do so. So they want to be able to enjoy their creativity. And if they can make money doing it, that's the route they'd rather take.
Exactly.
So one of the things I want to talk about is how important it is to credit other people, because now the TikTokers are getting bigger.
Yeah. So I guess I will go into a little bit. One of the downsides in this, I feel like, happened really early on in TikTok. And it happened on the side that, on like more of the dancing side, the dancers or the kind of look cute side, they don't really do anything. They just kind of stand there and smile. They were taking dances from other creators, and the majority of those creators were Black creators. Mm-hmm. And so there's one instance in particular that happened at the beginning of the pandemic. It was a song called Renegade. And this girl, this Black girl, she was like 14. She had made the dance. Charli D'Amelio had danced to it and didn't credit her. Charli D'Amelio was also 15. It probably wasn't on purpose, but Charli D'Amelio blew up. That's like what put her on the map. She blew up from that. She was getting invited to all these things. Everyone loved her dancing. She got millions of followers, but that wasn't her dance. And this other girl, she didn't get like any of the benefits. And when it started coming out that she took this dance and did not credit this other girl, she did start getting invited to places, but only places put on by Black organizations. Mm. She did not get, one really cool thing she did get is she got invited to an NBA game. Mm-hmm. And we got to dance at halftime. Mm. But Charli D'Amelio is continuously reaping benefits from when she blew up from that dance. Mm-hmm. And this other girl isn't. Sadly, I don't remember the girl's name, which maybe is on me. But, and that really started a conversation about how important it is to credit artists, no matter what the art is, no matter what the idea is.
We did look up the creator of the Renegade dance, and her name is Jalia Harmon.
I feel like people are getting better, but that people will actually comment and they'll be like, hey, you took this. Sometimes people aren't taking it. Like I said before, a lot of us have had the same experiences. And so some people have the same joke and they present it in a similar way. And the person will comment like, you stole this from this person. And the creator will be like, oh, I didn't know they made that actually. But everyone go check out theirs too, and they'll tag them. Or if someone did get the idea from them, they'll say, oh, this TikTok was inspired by, and tag the original creator in the caption area. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like that was never talked about before, because I feel like stealing other people's stuff has been going on the internet for so long, probably already starting way back with MySpace. Mm-hmm. I know Tumblr, really, like people would just steal on Tumblr and repost and steal writing and steal art. And so it actually didn't really get talked about until TikTok, which is very interesting. Another group that's really popular on TikTok that I love is something that I feel like was considered kind of dorky before, and that's cosplay. And cosplay is when you dress up as a character. So a lot of the really popular ones are Marvel or Star Wars. So you'll have people dressing up like Captain America or, Black Widow. But it really created like an entire community where you have these people who look exactly like people that are in the MCU. And so like one guy dresses up like Loki, one guy dresses up like Captain America and like the Hulk. And they have this whole community amongst themselves of just dressing up like their favorite characters, and people love to see it. So it's like there's so many creative outlets. It doesn't just have to be about music, right, or art. It's just about anything, anyone. People can share what they like.
That is interesting.
In a positive light, and then get positive. There's a lot of positivity on TikTok compared to other social media platforms. I have no idea why that is, but I like it. Mm. So that's why it's one of my favorites.
That is interesting. And for those who don't know, the MCU...
Oh, is the... I'm sure, and I'm kind of nerdy too. It's the Marvel Cinematic Universe. So it's... It's the Marvel movies.
Yes, we're Marvel people. Although that last Batman was pretty good, but I'm still Marvel. Okay, anyway. Well, Savannah, thank you so much for giving us a little insight today on TikTok and why Gen Z is so drawn to it.
Yes, thank you for having me, Mom.
I hope you enjoyed that conversation as much as we did. For our younger Gen Z girls, you want to keep your eye on the type of content and account profiles that they're following. But why don't you try asking your Gen Z girl about her favorite TikTok creators? Finding out what makes them exciting and fun can lead to deeper conversations. Remember, God is for you, and you are not alone. With His Spirit, you are filled with courage and strength of purpose. So don't worry, Mama. Instead, take heart.
Mama Take Heart is a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you liked what you just listened to, would you take a second and leave us a rating in your favorite podcast app? It really does help more people like you find our show. This podcast is produced by me, Kelly Givens, and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. You can find more podcasts like this over at lifeaudio.com.
Jesus wants our fears to launch us toward faith. Then he grins and says, "Do you trust me? Because together, we can do this." With Mornings with Jesus, you can start your day in a positive way. Find hope through inspirational stories and scripture. Go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Mornings with Jesus. You can also download the Abide app for biblical meditations at abide.com.